Happiness Made Easy, 100 Ideas to Developing Happiness in Your Life, written by Jane Lauren, narrated by Stephen M. Gilligan.
Introduction. It does not mean at all that everybody else is living a frustrated life, desperately looking for their perfect and passionate job. We can find happiness in our work. This will hold some value in our life and increase the probability of achieving financial success. However, to enjoy the minor aspects of a job, we do not have to like or love it. Critically, we must distinguish between a job and how we perform it. This factor is essential as every job involves aspects which may be unpleasant. The best part is you must face these situations with a smiling face. Consider an example to understand the concept better. As you graduate from college, you work in a company, which requires you to design a sales presentation for teaching others. The main method of sales contact is through cold calling or meeting in person. Not everyone likes the sales profile. Have you ever thought why do you concentrate your best efforts on a job that you don't even love? Simply because you need to earn a living. However, the satisfaction you get after performing tasks well cannot be explained in words. It is essential to understand that this ebook does not aim to encourage you to work in a profile or a company that is unpleasant for you. You may start lobbying or search for a good option elsewhere, provided you have devised a proper career plan. Also remember, while the quest for a perfect job continues, you must enjoy performing your present job, celebrate your success, and expand other joys surrounding your life. This ebook throws light on the importance of happiness in the workplace. It will give you an insight into how happiness at work increases self-esteem and productivity. If you are happy with your job, you will get the energy and motivation to lead a healthy and balanced life. Happiness is among the top factors leading to us achieving success at work. Chapter 1. What is happiness? What is happiness? This is perhaps one of the most mind-boggling questions of all time. So many people are in search of its true meaning. Whatever its true definition is, happiness is most definitely not the following. Happiness is not feeling good every time. A lot of people have this misconception that happiness is the same as feeling good. While it is true that you feel good when you are happy, you are not necessarily happy when you feel good. Consider this. Does an individual who uses cocaine every single day feel good? Well, yes, he does. Cocaine can make you feel good, which is why so many people become addicted to it. However, is this individual genuinely happy? Unfortunately, the answer is no. According to researchers, even kneeled mood is actually psychologically healthier than a mood that involves great heights of happiness. After all, whatever goes up has to come down. Also, people are more likely to say that work, relationships, and other meaningful things are what make their life worth living. Very rarely will they say that their moods are what make them want to live another day. Researchers also discovered that exerting too much effort to feel good actually undermines your ability to feel good. In other words, if you try too hard to make yourself feel good, you will not succeed. Happiness is not being financially wealthy. While it is true that being poor can make it hard to feel happy, being wealthy does not guarantee happiness. Money can never buy happiness. Say you receive a $10,000 raise. You may get excited at first, since you can already afford the things you have always wanted. You can buy new clothes, shoes, gadgets, etc. You can move to a better house and get a better car. However, all this excitement is only short-term. Eventually, you will realize that you are just as happy as you were before you got an increase in salary. You obviously have more money now than before, but why aren't you happier? You are not happier because material things do not make a person fulfilled. If you want to be happier, you can use that additional $10,000 to gain new experiences. Spend more time with family and friends. You can treat them to dinner or buy them presents. You can also use the money to do some charity work. You can organize a fundraising event, donate some money to charitable institutions, or educate others when it comes to helping one another.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?